Okay, let's begin, guys. Okay. If it is tentatively, we have a Shabbaton, the first Shabbos in December. Everyone's invited to come. Tentatively, we'll confirm it next week. Everyone's encouraged to come if they can. Okay. Let us begin. All right. We had a big brisa yesterday. They asked the Kashan Rav, who's also Rav Ashita, Reish Lakish Ashita, that what? Here's Kedi, is Conan. We had a Kashan. Gemara asked a strong Kashan. Rava, throughout that discussion, said there's something wrong with the brisa. Rava, when he says, this Brahmatarakta, there's something internally wrong with the brisa. What is internally wrong with the brisa? The third case. What is the third case? You have a man that stole, shechted, and then what? Sold it to the third party. What is the sefer paskin? Akiva? No? Come on, what is the sefer paskin? What do you say? The guy only pays what? The second guy only pays guest? Karen. Karen. Why Karen? Tashinui Meister. Tashinui Meister. Therefore what? He should pay what? Faithful. He's stealing it from the guy who owns it. That was a kasha internally on the brisa. Therefore, Rava, we worked it and said we're talking where there's no yeus. And we flipped the sefer with the what? Middle case. And therefore, the brisa is fine now. What emerges from that is that the brisa is now no longer difficult on who? On Rav. With me? Then Rav Papa comes and says, please get it. Rav Papa comes and says, what is Rav Papa's motive? Also to rework the brisa. You don't have to flip it. You don't have to flip it. And the brisa is talking what? With Yeush. And the only problem is the sefer. How would you answer the sefer? We hold like who? Beisham, my excellent Daniel, and Shinui Maisa is not what? Is not Conan. But he wasn't trying to what? Save Rav. He was trying to answer the brisa. That was his motive. So what does the Gemara then say? One second, Michael. What does the Gemara then say? The way Rav Papa works the brisa, the Reisha and the Mitzyasa are difficult. Rashi had the Gersha Reisha Mitzyasa. Tosfos only said the Mitzyasa because the Iker Kasha was in the Mitzyasa. As you pointed out at Stuba yesterday, Eitan, you can rework the Reisha with this no Yehush. But it's clear. Rav Papa says to Rav, don't get fancy and establish the case where there's no Yehush and flip it. There is Yehush and the sake is the Libra Vishamah. That's the case out of the Reisha and the Mitzyasa are against who? Rav. What does Tosfos say? Big deal. Flip it. No, I'll flip what? We said yesterday was wrong. You always have to be mighty. I remember one day in Shir, we were working hard on Iraq, and then the next day came in, what we said in Iraq was wrong. What we said yesterday in the Tosfos was wrong. What is Tosfos saying you should flip? Not the Reisha in the middle case, but what? Flip exactly like the Gemara just answered. Rav will say, just flip the safe in the middle case and talk about a case where there's no what? Yeush. That's what Tosfos is asking on the top. Flip, Rav will say like we just previously said, and there will be no kasha. What does the Tiferes Shmuel say, Pshat and Tosfos? We worked for half an hour after Shir yesterday, Yossi and Josh. Shkoy up to them. What does the Tiferes Shmuel say on the Tosfos? What's the answer? The answer is that we never are mahapich a brisa to save a kasha anu. On a Mora. We only mahapich a brisa to what? To say pshat and a brisa straight up if the brisa will not be understood. Internally, if there's a problem, we will flip a brisa. But to save a kasha on a Mora, that we won't do. And therefore, that's exactly how you learn pshat and tesis. According to Tiferes Shmuel. And the truth of the matter is, Rav Papa, get this down, Rav Papa is explaining the brisa on Liba to who? The way we paskin that what chayim, Yehush Kedi is what? Is low konen. Rav Papa's motivation is not to what? Is not to answer the kashan who on Rav. That is the point I didn't say yesterday in Shear. Robin Rapoppa's motive is to save Chatton and Bryce, not to save Rob. Happens to be in Robin's Chatton and Bryce comes out, there's no Kasha and Rob. Rapoppa's Chatton and Bryce comes out of Kasha and Rob from the Ration and the Mitzyosa. And in fact, the Urchin the Porsche Talmud quotes from the first rule, he's trying to explain, according to the Manor Yiddish Kiddiyas Lokona. He's not trying to answer for Rob. What does Rav Zvi come in and say? He's the one who tries to answer for Rav. That's where Rav Zvi comes and says. Rav Zvi, who gives his ukipto, comes in and tries to save Rav. So the truth is, if you looked in the Rashba, did you guys look in the Rashba? I think that's what the Rashba is saying. The truth is, in the bottom of the page, in the Otsum Aforshim, in the notes, he says, Cain, what the Tver Shmuel says. The Pnei Yeshua says, I didn't see that. Pnei Yeshua said, in Lechem Avirin, also one of the Gilead Ronin. They, on the notes it says, Cain, the Rashba writes like that. Because what was the Lashon of the Rashba? Iyachi Kashim et Yassel Arav. Chomer, Cain, Ashtachon Lo, Kimto, Lebroisa, Kidderava. It actually says Kidder Beishama in the notes. Lekel Afuchim, the Fruchim, the Rav. Don't flip it. Da'akad Lomahapet, Lorovim, Mishun, Mashalay, Akorchim, Lomitarsim. When did Rav say you have to flip it? When the price is not understood. When there's an internal problem. But you don't stop whimsically flip a price and answer a Kasha and the Rav. Oh, one second, Mike. On this point? Yeah, go ahead, Mike, real quick. So that's the first point. Does everyone have that? That's Chatton Tosis. That's the Rashba. That's the Tver Shmuel. This is the Pshat that we're suggesting. This is the Emesh of Pshat in the Gemara. Okay? Yeah, Mike, go ahead.
I think that's something that you don't use. We're not going to put the price in that's how bad in the Gemara. This is what we say we don't want to be Shammai. We're not going to be Shammai.
I would agree with you. Okay. I would agree with you. If I asked you, what are the chasronos and yisronos of Rav's pshat and Chisma's pshat? Rapoppa's pshat. The chisoron of Rav's pshat is you have to flip it, and then you have to talk about that there was no yeish. That's a bigger kipta to say there's no yeish, right? And you're flipping it. That's a bit of a chiddush. And what's the chisoron of Rapoppa's pshat? That's a little bit of a shaman. So each pshat has three yisronos and chasronos. Okay? It's a good point, but you follow me? You know, Rav will say, I don't like what you're doing, Rav Pup. You're moving it like Beishamai. The last case is Beishamai. The previous two cases, like I said, Rav Rikas Ramis is Beishol. Okay, I'm not so comfortable with that. Well, he'll say back, I'm not so comfortable with you up saying there's no yesh, you're flipping it. You know what I mean? So each one, it's a good point. Each one has their chesronos and yisronos. Okay? Oh. That's the first point. We got it? Kiva, you got it? Oh. Second point. Let's get it. The Maskana Tagamar. By the two dots. What does Rav Zvi come and say? What does Rav Zvi come and say? He saves Rav. What does he say? There was Yeush. But there was Yeush, I want you to get what I mean when I say it was by the wrong man. What I mean to say by the wrong man is that Yeush is usually by the first Ganav, usually. Ganav steals and there's Yeush. Says Rav Zvi, the Yeush was when? By the Lokeach. The second case, Avi, right? There are four men. Avi, is that correct? There are four men. The Baal, the Ganafrishon, the Lokeach, and the Ganafshani. The Yeush took place when it was in the Lokeach. That's why I said Lokeach is the wrong man. You got that? Therefore, Rav holds Yeush Kedi is really what? Kona. Yeush Kedi is really Kona. Is that correct? But Yeush is by the wrong man. That's why the first guy of Sky bought. Down the hay. The second Ganav is Chayav Kefil because the Lokech is Kona the thing because he had Yeush and Shinu Rishus, and therefore it's fully his, and the Ganav Shein has to pay what? Kefil. Oh, but I hold Yeush Kiti is Kona. It's just misplaced Yeush is by the wrong guy. You got that? Oh. In theory, the Gemara says that could have also been the day that holds Yeush and Shinu Rishus, which is the way we postulate. How would that fit in Yeush and Shinu Rishus? There was Yeush by the first Ganav. Assuming there was Yeush by the first Ganav. Yes? And then there was what? Shinu Rishus by the Lokeach. That's where the first guy's chayav down with the hay. Second guy's chayav what? Kefil. Why do you have to stand on your head and say Yeush Kedis Kona? Just say it fits in beautifully, Yeush and Shinu Rishus. And there was Yeush by the right guy. Well, the Gemara says in theory you could have said that. But we're trying to defend Rav who holds Yeush Kedis what? Is Kona. You could have said that it fits in with the Man Dom Yeush Shinu Rishus, but we're trying to fit in Rav. So the Gemara says that it's a misplaced what? Yeush, and therefore we hold Yiddish could use Kona. You got that? And don't tell me that it's spinning in the mind when Yiddish is just, no, it's Yiddish Kedius Kona. It's just it was Yiddish by the locale kind. You follow me? And then the Gemara continues and says, well, why did the Rav Zvi pick on the second case? Why did he pick the first case and say that what? That it was misplaced Yiddish. What do I mean, misplaced Yiddish? What was the first case? Three men. Baal, God of Fishon, God of Sheni. Maybe there was Yiddish already by the God of Sheni. So the first God of the sky table, second God of his only sky what? Second God of the sky what? Only Karen. Because the Yiddish happened what? After he had it. So why didn't you demonstrate it in the first case? Why did his V pick on the second? Right? You still could have also portrayed Yeush Kedi is Kodai home, but it's a misplaced Yeush. What's the answer, Yosef Chaim? Because we want to present the second case. Why? Because you want to present the maximum Chiyu. And in the second case, because there's four guys, you can have the first guy of Chayav Dalad Hay and the second guy of Chayav what? Capel. You cannot portray that in the first case. And therefore, after it's all said and done, we have saved Ra. But the Gemara says, in theory, you could have plugged it in according to the day of the whole Jewish and Shinu Rosh Hashanah Kona. You could have. But we're not, because we're saving what? We're saving Rav or Rav Reish Lakish, that Yehush could be his Kona. It just misplaced Yehush. And that's our Rav Zvi picks on the second case. This is the Chiddush, and that's how Rashi explains very beautifully as well. We got it? Clear cut, clear as glass. Wake you up 3 o'clock in the morning, we have to know stuff. I worked hours on this yesterday with Jay-Z and Yossi also. Later in the Beis Medrash about this point in the Gemara. We got this Gemara core, very hard Gemara Rashi, but that's what the Gemara means. That's how we've saved it. Okay? Kiva, you got me? Yehush Kedi is Kona. We say, even though you could have said it's Yehush Kedi, just no, it's not. And the Nakuda, as we stressed yesterday, known as Rav Papa saying, the case is a regular case with this Yehush symmetrical. All the cases are cases first, second, and third. There is Yehush, and you don't have to flip it. But Rav and Rav Papa's motive was not to save Rav, it was to answer a Brisa. And in fact, according to the Pesach, Yehush Kedi is what? Is Lo Kona. Is Lo Kona. That's the way we passed it. Okay, we have that clear? Kai, you got it? That's the second point. First point was the Tosis, the Rash, which first Shmuel, the Yeshua Lechem Avirim, those were first established, the Rash book. Second point is the Pshat and the Maskana Sagamar. Third point, please get it. Eitan pointed out a phenomenal point yesterday. Phenomenal point. Please get it. Said Rebbe, according to Rav Zvi, which was the middle case, four men, the Shinu Rishus happens before the Yehush. And the Gemara says that would present, Yehush and Shinu Rishus would be good. But he said, Rebbe, isn't that out of order? We always record Yehush before Shinu Rishus. So what's the Rambam Shita that I want you to see today? Perek Gimel, Halacha what? Halacha Hey, and Hilchos Aveda, Hilchos Geneva rather. Perek Gimel, Halacha Hey, Perek Hey, Halacha Gimel. According to the Rambam, reverse order is good. Slam dunk riot. Shinu Rishus happened before the Yehush. Slam dunk riot is for the Rambam. What did the Ramban, Tyson, Rush do with this Gemara? You know who asked this Kasher of Shurkin? I jumped out of my seat last night. Said to my wife, oh, hey, Tyler, the Kasher of Shurkin. I didn't see any other Achronim ask this Kasher. Not in the Zabrochen, not in the Dvar Yaakov, but in Rav Shurkin, not in the Rav. For Rav Shurkin asked this Kasher. It's a great Kasher. So what did I say very quickly in Shir yesterday? Which also is wrong. What did I say in Shir yesterday? Then maybe the Rambam would not hold like what? Rav Zvi and Rav Papa. Rav Zvi only came into play to save with Rav Papa. Because the way Rav Papa put it out of the place, he had a kash on Rav. Rav Zvi gives an answer. So Rambam will say not like Rav Papa. That's not correct. What did you suggest after Shir? That's also incorrect. What did you say to me?
The whole Gemara is going
to
leave it
to Rav. The whole Gemara is going to leave it to Rav, and Rav will hold Yosef Kedi's Kona. Eitan said to me, we were ready with a hole like that. So I said, no, you're right. So don't worry about this Gemara. This is all trying to defend the Shidu with Opatskola. Yosef Kedi Kona, we don't hold Yosef Kedi Kona. That's also wrong. Why is that wrong? Because what does the Gemara say? It could have worked according to my number of Yosef and Shinu Rosh Hashanah Kona, which we do Paskin like. It could have worked. Just the Gemara saying it's going according to my own Yiddish Kedius Kona. And therefore it was misplaced Yiddish. But it could have worked if you hold Yiddish and Shinu Rosh Hashanah, which is what we hold. So it doesn't. How could it have worked? Only according to the Rambam does it work if it goes in reverse order. According to the Rambam, it doesn't work. That's why we got to answer your question. What we said yesterday and share, what you suggest up here is not correct. We have to come up with an answer. Sure can ask this question. Oh. So he says unbelievable shot. He says unbelievable shot. He says like this. First of all, I want to note to you, he points out, that in Perek HaGozel Basra, which is, I believe what? The 10th Perek, yes. In the beginning of the 10th Perek of Bava Kamma, the Gemara presents 2 days in Amoron. This Machlekes and Rishon we've mentioned multiple times as to whether the order is Ma'akim or not. It's really 2 days in Amoron. It's really 2 days in Amoron about a Paskin. It's in the beginning of Agos Macho and Kuf Yud Aleph from an Aleph. Kuf Yud Aleph from an Pes. Okay. Oh. What is the Svaris, he says? What are the Svaris? What are the Svaris? So we know that the Ksos HaChoshen in Simen, Shin Nun Gimel Sifkat Nalef, we've mentioned it before. What is the Svar that Ksos offer for the Rambam? What is the Svar that Ksos offer for the Rambam? That they're both like semi-kinyan and they work together and therefore the order is not required. Correct? They both get together, the Ksos writes the Starfus. That's the Lusher and the Ksos. They combine together partial kinyan to get the job done. Doesn't make a difference if they're out of order. Oh. However, according to the Ramban Tais and Rush, that the order is needed. Why? So Rav Shurkin offers 3 svaras. I want you to get this. 3 svaras. Number one, he says, the following. Number one, he says, is that Taisa says, the Feirish, okay, Tosva says the Feirish and Samach Bava and Aleph that the Chiyuv Hashava prevents the Kinyan from happening. Okay? So what does that mean? You need Yeush first to allow Shinu Rishus to set in. How do you get rid of the Chiyuv Hashava? Yeush, right? The guy gives up hope. So that's why the Ramban Tais and Rosh once for a kind as to why what? As to why there's a need to what? To have what? To have Yehush first. Because you've got to get rid of the Chiyuv HaShavah. And therefore it allows the Shin Rishus to set in for the Kinyan to work. That was according to Tosfos. What was the Svara according to the Ramban and Bava Metzia and Eila Metzias? Kiev, you remember. What was the Svara? What's the Ramban's Kinyan she develops there? That Yehush Pershus does not work. The institution of Yehush is where it's out of my domain. If he's an extension of my Rishus, it doesn't work. So therefore, you must have Yehush, because you become a Shomer Aveda, Yado Kiyad Bailim, and therefore it's impossible for him to be Konan. So how do you divorce yourself from the item, where it's not an extension of your Rishus? How do you do that? Yehush. Excellent, Michael. You have to have Yehush first. So number one, Tosfos was, Kiyuv HaShava. This is to explain, please, the Shittin we showed that Yehush Sarich first. Yehush Kodim. One of the Svaras. One, to get rid of the Chiyuv HaShava. Two, is to what? Get rid of the problem of what? The Makia. The problem of Yehush. Birshus. So you have to what? You have to have Yehush to get rid of what? The Chiyuv HaShava. You have to get Yehush, you have to have Yehush first. Otherwise, it's always Yehush Birshuso. So in other words, he has to be Miyayish, Allah Kulamaisa, okay? Because he becomes a Shomer Aveda, and it's impossible for him to be Kaina. And what's number 3? What's the 3rd Svara? What do you say? What's the 3rd Svara? Yehush only works, Yehush does not work, rather, for the fellow that what caused the what? Caused the violent to be Miyayish. Okay? Cause the violence to be Miyayish. That's what we mentioned in another Svar. It was according to Tosfos. Okay? Yehush, lo mahani, le'adat le'ish, shigaram Yehush violence. So these are reasons, these are Svaras. as to why Yeush is not Kona in the case of Yisura Asul Yadeh. You follow what I'm saying? That's another way of saying Yisura Asul Yadeh is when the Yeush must be first, because if the Yeush is not first, like the case of the Gemara, Eitan, you have the Yeush before, so it's Yisura Asul Yadeh, no? Right? If you don't have Yehush before Shinur Shus, it's Yisur Asul Yadeh. Well, what's the problem with that? The problem with that is that there's a Chiyuv Hashava. The problem with that if Shinur Shus happens before Yehush, there's what? Yehush per Shus. And the problem with that is that Yehush doesn't work for the guy who caused the Yehush. And therefore, if you're the guy that took it, it shouldn't work. These three svaras that mandate that Yehush should come first, at least Rav Shurkin wants to claim, do not apply to the Lokeach. Why not? You plug it in for me, Eitan. Go ahead. What do you say?
In the third one, he wasn't the guy who was cool.
Let's go to number one. The Lokeach was not a he had no chi of a heshi v'sakzeilu. Not that he caused it. Let's go with number one. Didn't I say number one? He had no chi of a heshi v'sakzeilu, the Lokeach. He's a third party. He's a buyer. Therefore, if he's a buyer, if he has no chiyuv hashava, why shouldn't Shini Rishus work before Yehush? Number two. One sec. Number two. One sec, Zevi. What's number two? Also, go ahead. The Lokeach does not become the shomer of the Bialin. Right? Remember we said according to the Rabban a few days ago? Can a Gatham have a shomer? Remember we had that discussion? Rabban said no. The Lokeach does not become a shomer of the Bialin. And number three, did the Lokeach cause the Yehush? Yes, did the Lokeach cause the Yehush? Of course not, he's an innocent bystander. So according to all three svaras, which what, are explaining Yisur HaSul Yadeh, they don't apply by a Lokeach, he claims. Therefore, that's how he wants to say, you could read this Gemara. That's how you could read this Gemara. You're going to be Yehush, even though the Shinur Shus happened first. Okay? That's what he wants to say. Now this will explain the Ramban, Tosfos, and who else? The Rosh that we have. But what's the problem with this? We just answered your question. How is it other than we showed them the Ramban, Tosfos, and Rosh can explain this tomorrow? We said because the problem they have is not germane here to look at. Well, what's the problem? We said it was 2 days in the Gemara. There's an Amora that says it doesn't work out of order. So what's the Svar in the Mandomer of the Amora says it doesn't work? Okay, we solved it, we've shown him, but there's a sheet in the Amorayim that says the order is always needed. What's the Svar of that sheet in the Amorayim? You follow me, Akiva? What's the sheet in the Amorayim? So he suggests like this. I want you to get this. In the Sefer Imre Moshe, he has the following chakirin. Please get it. What's the mechayiv of a chiyuv hashava? Is it the maisa gzeila? Is it the maisa gzeila? Or is it what? The kinyan gzeila. What is the mechayiv? Okay? What is the mechayiv? Okay? Of the chiyuv hashava. Is it the Maisik Zeyla or is it the Kinyonik Zeyla? What is the Mechayim? Imre Moshe brings a raya that the Kinyonik Zeyla are what? Are the Mechayim of the Chiyuv HaShava. What's the raya, Jason? Rashi Al-Achumish says, on the Pasuk Lo Tasig Gvul Re'echa. He says, you're over the lav of Lo Tigzol Lo Tasig. I, the Gemara says of Baba Kama, let's get this Kufi Tzayin Karkin and Ixelis. Kark is not stolen. There's no what? There's no kinyan exhale at all. There's no chiyuv hashava. Vafalpikin Rashi says you're over a lav of a mice exhale. What do you see from this din? That even though there's a lav of a mice exhale, you're still not mechuyiv in hashava. What's that a slam dunk raya to? That the chiyuv hashava is not because of what? The mice of what? Mice exhale. But what is the chiyuv hashava for? The kinyan exhale. Nothing more. You got it? Rashi on the Torah writes. The Gemara says, "Above a kind of cookie, Zion, Karkin, and Exelus." But Rashi says, "You're over the lav." What does it mean, Karkin, and Exelus? There's no Kinyan Exelus. There's no Chiyuv Hashava. But despite that, Rashi says, "You're over the lav of Maisik Zela." So what do you see? that you can have a lav of a Maisik Zeila even though there's no Chiyuv HaShavah. So obviously the Chiyuv HaShavah doesn't come from the Maisa Aveira. What does it come from? Please get that down. What does the Chiyuv HaShavah come from, Chaim? Not the Maisik Zeila, but what? From the Kinyanin Zeila. That's why by Karka there's no Kinyanin, there's no HaShavah. But Rashi says it's still over an Aveira of Allah. So says the Chiddush, says Rav Shurkin, so since a goslin has kinyanei gzeila, he can be mocked to that to the lokeach. So the lokeach also has kinyanei gzeila. And that's the svara in the Shita Namarayim, that shini rishus that comes before Yehush is lo mahani, because the lokeach also has kinyanei gzeila. And therefore, he'll be chayiv in a chiyuv hashava, and therefore that chiyuv hashava, Noah, right, Tosa says, stops him from what? From being kohen. That's what Rav Shurkin wants to say. Y'all see, you got it? In other words, the three svaras that we gave, we plugged in according to show how they'll read our Gemara. But the problem is, there's a sheet that I'm alone in the Gemara that says you're not kohen when you do reverse source. What's the svar in that sheet? So he wants to say, Chiddush is that why is there a Chiyuv HaShavah? Why is there a Chiyuv HaShavah? Either because of a Maisik Zeila or a Kinyanik Zeila. So says Nimri Moshe, I'll bring a slam dunk raya, it's because of the Kinyan example. Because Rashi al-Torah writes, even though karka cannot be what? Even though karka cannot be what? Stolen, but you're over the lab of a Maisik Zeila. But karka's ain't in the zealous and there's no Chiyuv HaShavah. Despite that, you're over a Maisik Zeila. So you see the Chiyuv HaShavah flows from what? Kinyan Zeila, not from the Maisik Zeila. So he writes the following. That's the case. It is possible to conceptualize that when the ganav gives over the lokeach, he gives over kinyanei zeila. So lokeach does get something; he gets kinyanei zeila. And when the lokeach gets it, he gets kinyanei zeila. Then he has a chiyuv what? Then he has a chiyuv hashava. That chiyuv hashava what prevents him from being what? From being kohen if you have shinu reshus before yehi. And that's the svar in that shita nigmar. It's a very big chiddush to say that the ganav can sell the lokeach kinyanei zeila, but that's what Rav Shurkin wants to say of Shat in the Gemara. But what we've done is we've answered your kasha beautifully, and you were mechavin. I'm very proud of everyone. Very good, actually. Eitan, you follow me? That's the Shat in the Gemara. Okay, we got it. Oh, okay, we got a lot to see real, because we're in the middle of the mahalach about kinyan suitor. Real quick, Michael, let's go. Could be, but not directly. I hear you, but not directly. It's a good svara, but not directly. I hear you, though. It's not direct, though. Yeah, go ahead, JC. I hear you. It's a good point. But certainly this is direct. You can now shell out the kinyanei zeila to the guy direct. If you have kinyanei zeila, you have a chiyuv hashavah. And therefore, if you do the shiur since 40 years, you're not claiming. Yeah, go ahead, JC.
How's that Amora read?
I can't hear you.
How's that Amora read?
Also, JC points out that Ravid is obviously going like what? Ravid is obviously going like the other day in the Gemara. You don't need an order. But I'm saying the other Rishonim that would require usually what? The other Rishonim that would require usually an order, yes? The other Rishonim that usually would require an order, how would they read our Gemara? They would read our Gemara and say, by a Lokeach, there's really not a problem. By the Lokeach, there's really not a problem. Because what does Yisur Asli Yadeh mean? These problems, by a Lokeach, you don't have those problems. You follow what I'm saying? And this Gemara will go against that other Gemara. The other Gemara says, you will still have a problem by a lokeach. See, they'll claim, no, that by a usual lokeach, you don't have those problems. So basically, according to those Rishonim who require an order, when will there be a suras liyadin? When will there be a suras liyadin? If it's not by a lokeach, so who's it going to be by? What, a gonif minaganif? You follow what I'm saying? Keep according to these Rishonim that say, by a lokeach, you don't have those problems of Yisur HaSliyot. So when does the problem come about of doing something out of order? When does that problem come about? You follow what I'm asking? There are Rishonim that say you always need an order. We just got through saying by a lokeach, you don't need an order. So when is there sheet to come about? What'd you say? You mean a gun has been a gun up, you mean? Or what do you mean? There's always a third party. So the third, isn't the third party always to look at? That's what I'm saying. You follow what I'm saying? Shkoyev, you already showed him the required order. We just got through saying that what? We solved the problem. So who's the second gun? You mean in the case, the second ganef is different than a lokeach?
Yeah.
You mean the second ganef, you mean, will have a chiyuv hashava?
He needs to go over the two ganef.
You mean these problems will exist by the second ganef, you're saying? Not by a lokeach, by the second ganef will be. It'll still be Yisur Asl Yadid. I would agree with you. I think that's the answer, Yossi. The second ganef should have a chiyuv hashava. The second ganef will have a problem with Yerush Pershus, right? Second ganef will have a problem. Is he really causing it? He said that goes back to Michael's point. Is he really causing it? Is he causing it? The first ganef has got to cause it. But I guess you're continuing on that road. Okay, that's what we have to. That's push up shot. We got to think about it more. You follow what I'm saying? I think that's what you have to. You follow what I'm saying, Josh? These three Rishonim say we need an order. You always can get it before Shin Rishus. Rishonim, you just got through saying, my okay, you don't have that problem. So when is there a requirement to have a Seder? So Yossi, what to say by the God of Shane? You know what I'm saying? I'm saying Rav Shuk is taking care of it so well, so where does the Sheath and Rishonim exist?
What do you mean the God of Shane? So the guy was Mishyayish by the God of Rishon, and then the God of Shane stole it? You're going to say the God of Shane is Koneh? That's not Yayish plus Shane Rishus. That's Yayish and Gneva. That's not even the
case. But it was Shane Rishus. It's by a third guy.
You're not going to say the third guy was Koneh. The God of Shane was Koneh, the item?
So you're right. So you're saying that you're saying what Yossi is saying is absolutely correct.
No, because that's not a case of Yayish and Shane Rishus.
So why not? Physically, it's Shinur Shus.
It's Yeshua Geneva. You're not going to say that.
Sure, it's Shinur Shus. It's out of the first God of Shinur
Shus. You're not going to say the God of Shinur was Koneh. Yesh plus Shinur Shus is.
Why not? Why am I going to? Of course, I want to say
it's
Koneh.
The God of Shinur is not Koneh.
That's this case in the Brisa.
He has a Kiyum Hashava, the God of Shinur.
So that's what I'm saying. If there's Yeshua Shinur Shus, is that true?
Yeah, the God of
Shinur. No, it's not. According to Mixos, God has been a God of nothing. Of course, he's Koneh.
He's not taking it back.
Does he have a chiyuv hashava? Born in the Ksos, he has nothing. Going to be a God of a zero. Going to be a God of a zero, remember? All right, so this is something we got to think about, okay? Something we got to think about. All right, fine. Now we got to move on to where we left off yesterday. Let's go. We pointed out yesterday, let's get it, that Lamaisa, we pointed out yesterday that in order to sell a shore to be high in Dalai Vahay, you need a kinyan. To call it Shinur Shus. You need a kinyan. So we posed yesterday, what type of kinyanim are needed? Akbah and the Chicha for sure is good. We mentioned the Tyson Kedushin, how you do Akbah on an animal. If it goes on a hill or you clap and it jumps up, Grum of the kinyanim is good. We said Tyson Kedushin, and that's the Akbah said. So we put out, would a kinyan suitor be good? So what were the five riots we had yesterday from the Rav? That Kenyan suitor was a Kenyan das. Okay? Let's go. What was number one?
Nesivis.
That said what? Kenyan suitor is the one Kenyan in the world of Kol Tarakula that what? Works for Karka Matafin. It's a Kenyan das. As long as we're on the same page. Number two.
Rivin.
You need Avis with Kiyumiyadar. A category requires a high level das. Kitten Kedushin, Kenyan suitor in Dini Moments needs a high level das. We're on the same page. I give Ari my handkerchief, he swaps with me a mansion. Fine. Rising, Adis Makimadar. Number three. Tyson Gittin. That says what? Caleb show what? Machna. Kosha King, Caleb Shakota. Lady Sheep. For the rest of what is it? A joke? Decide. Which does it have to be the Kona's handkerchief or the seller's? The Kona, the buyer, and the seller. What is it? A joke? The rest said, well, how can Tosa say this? The answer is because all function of the consumer is to have the same dots. So we don't care about whose Kli it is. Four. What? Sukin Motsuinyin. Machaber by Sukin Motsuinyin. Excellent. Only by what? Sukin Motsuinyin. Only by King Sudar do you have this dispensation. Is that correct? Motsuinyin. Then we said 4a. What? On the level of the Rabbanan. Mine is Shlushtun. What is mine is Shlushtun? Eitan owes me money. I owe Ari. We're in the same room. Let's do a deal verbally. It's a Kenyan Darabana. It's a Kenyan Das, the Rav thought. A Kenyan Darabana pattern after the Kenyan Dreis of Sudar. Can we back out of it? As long as we're pilfering about it, yes. Against the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says only Shin Kin and Suter. But the Rav thought it should be patterned after my Mishlosh, and if you pattern after Kin and Suter. 4A, or if you write that down, my Mishlosh. 5, let's go. Cutting by what? Sudar. The comparison with what? A star. Correct?
Kishtar.
Correct. Cutting the Gabi Kin and Suter. Kishtar. Nasam is Kain. Excellent. That's where we left off. Is that correct? Let's go, Viter, quick. Yeah, the Baal Mor's been picked up. Oh, that was to explain this thing. Correct, Yossi. Oh, 6. Rav Rosenzweig once pointed out. Kalsa Kinyana. What did we say Kalsa Kinyana was? Cannot have a gap between the Maisa Kinyan and Chalos Kinyan. Macher Lamed is a Chisar. If I give him the cow today, Meshoch Barzu, Lachar Shlosim, and Lokana. Only if you say Me'akshav is it good. You need an immediacy between the Maisa Kinyan and Chalos Kinyan. There's the Me'iri in the Sechus Nedarim on Daf Mem Ches Chaim that writes that there is no Chisaron of Kalsa Kinyana by a Kinyan suitor. Why on earth would there be no Chisaron? Because the whole problem of Kalsa Kinyana is when the focal point of the Kinyan is a Maisa Kinyan and there's a gap between that and the Chalos. But Kinyan suitor, the motif is not what? Major motif is not the mice of Kinyan, it's the das. Kalsa Kinyana ain't Chisaron. Me'iri. Get it down. Excellent. Me'iri says this, okay? Me'iri ben Adar. Beautiful shot. That's what wrong, so I wanted to explain. You got me? Number seven. Let's go. There's a Tmim Dayim. You know what the Tmim Dayim is? The Ravid wrote a sefer called the Tmim Dayim. Ravid is the Tmim Dayim as a collector's item. Can you do a Kenyan on a future? Dover Shalob Oliolim. Can you do a Kenyan on a future? No. Ain't other Makna Dover Shalob Oliolim. Chodesh Ramer Chamun Hol like the Chachamim. Can you sell a future with the Kenyan suitor? Tmim Dayim says yes. Now what's the chisaron of a Dover Shalob Oliolim? Either because we don't have the das, because we don't treat each other seriously, it doesn't exist yet, or because you can't have a Maisa Kenyan on it, doesn't exist yet. The two chisronos of Dover Shalob Oliolim. Is it a chisaron in das? Or is it a chisaron in the fact that the Maisa Kenyan can't be called an object? Because it's the future. So if we take the first approach that a Dover Shalob Oliolim is a problem because we're not really what taking it what? Seriously, maybe if it's a Kenyan suitor, it trumps that problem. Because a Kenyan suitor anyway is a Kenyan what? Kenyan das. And therefore what? Even if it's not a tangible, it doesn't exist yet, we don't care. So we have 7 shittas. Please get this. 7 proofs, not 7 rayas, 7 makairas to this notion of Kenyan suitor being a Kenyan das. Now I want to get the following. Let's get this. The Gemara comments in Kedushin on Gimel Amud Aleph. A man can be called a woman, kesef star and bia. What about chalipin? Gemara says chalipin is not acceptable. Why is chalipin not acceptable? Because you need a maisa kinyan. What are the mechanics of a kinyan suitor? Das. That will not do the job. Please get that. That's how Reb Chaim explains the Gemara. Chalipin is chal, not midin maisa kinyan, midin das. And when it comes to buying the woman, you need to make a maisa. You need a kicha. And it will not be supplied and fulfilled. Please get this down with the Kenyan suitor. Because all Kenyan suitor is a Kenyan das. And you need a maisa kicha when you buy her, when you makadish her. And Kenyan suitor does not supply that. And that's why when it comes to the Rambam about Fring and Eben what? Kedushin, I'm going to write it together, and Eben Kanani. What does the Rambam say about Fring and Eben Kanani? Can you use a what? Can you use a Kenyan suitor? No, because you need a maisa to make the guy go free. You need a maisa. Kenyan suitor just means to call das, kedushin, shikwer. We'll need what? A maisa Kenyan. And if that's the case, Kenyan suitor cannot do that and does not supply that. Doesn't fulfill that mandate. You follow me? Oh. Please get it now. We asked yesterday, after this whole long mahalach, you steal an animal, you sell him, you're chayav dal zeh. You need shinu reshus. What type of senior reshus is that? In a classical case of mishtaresh b'chedek even, where the mechira was chal. You stole it and you sell it. You need a maisa kinyan. What type of maisa kinyan? So Abba Mashiach for sure works. Will a kinyan suitor work or not? So get this. The Rav says no. The Rav says no. Because since a ganav does not have bailus gemura in the chetzah, he just has a chalos bailus b'din kinyanik neva, you don't have the strength to generate the das hamischayim. At the Rechayev on the what? On the Chepsa. Because we assume that Kimi Chalif and Ischalmi din das HaMischayev, correct? And you don't own it enough, Zevi. You don't own it enough to be able to shell it out. You need das Alimta. Are you really the Mischayev? No, you're just a quasi-owner regarding Kinyanei Gneva. You can't Makadosh a woman with that object you stole. If I steal a cow, I can't Makadosh a woman with that cow. So you're a quasi-owner that it sets up three things. You don't have to pay rent, you're kind of an oath, and if you do a shinu, it would be yours. But you're a quasi-owner. You're not enough, and therefore you don't have it enough in order to generate a das alimta to be chayiv dalav behei. That's the punchline that the Rav wanted to tie in. We got it? It would not be chal. That is correct. You would not be chayiv what? Dalav and hay. Because it's considered to be what? Chalipin's only works within das. You don't have it enough to be chayiv. You don't have it enough to be chayiv. You have to give it generated through the das alimta. You follow me? And therefore we don't have it enough in order to generate that das alimta. I'll give you an example. Please get it. Tosis and Bob Mitzia. And your alpha and base Dibramasko Makomo. Does chalipin work in borrowing and in schiris? Shaylin Skiris, does it work? Shaylin Skiris. Get this down, number 9. Let's say I want to borrow an object from someone. Can we do the deal of borrowing or renting through Khalifin? Yes or no? Tulsa says no. Says in Shulchan Aruch like this, Simon Kuf Sadi Hesif Tes. Why not? Why can't you rent the car by doing the deal with the suitor? Or borrow with the suitor? What's the answer? Because why? What's the din? Because the mask is not das alimta. He's being masked of the tashmishim. He's not being masked of the goof. You're not putting in your full das into it. When do you put a full das into it? When you give over the object completely to a guy. To sell it. But to let him borrow or rent? Come on! You don't have your full das there. Objectively. You'll let him do it, but... But the mice in the categories of renting and borrowing don't lend themselves for suitor to work. Because suitor is all it is in the Kinyan Das. And it only works if you're going to give it over fully. That's exactly what the pshat is here, Pashtis. That's exactly what the pshat is here. You're not enough of a bow on the object you stole in order to what? Sell it over with the Kinyan suitor. Because Kinyan suitor only works with the Das Alimta. You don't have enough bailus on it. Similar to Shaylin Skiris, you might have enough violence, but you're not giving it over fully for a Kenyan suitor to work. See, there are problems in Kenyan suitor. They're from different directions. By the Ganif, because you don't own it enough. By Skiris and Shaylin, because you own it too much. And you're retaining the full ownership. And therefore, what your das is lacking, and therefore, your das is weakened, either because you're a ganav, or either because you're not giving full what? The item over fully? Kinyan suitor cannot work in that context. There is a choice, please get it, in Simon Shin Samach Vesiv Karnav that discusses the following issue. He's done whether a ganav is considered to be das achiris to be machna cotton. To be machna cotton. Okay? What do I mean? If you're a ganav, you stole the cow, and you want to be machna that cow to a cotton? Would that work? You know, there's a famous principle, a cotton can't be cone anything, but what? Tosafot writes, if there's das acheres, we learned this before, no? Last year we learned it. The giver can supply the das for the cotton. Das acheres machna lo. So let's say you steal something, you want to give it over to the cotton. Cotton has no das. Can you say das acheres machna? No. So the Ksos discusses, according to the Rav, what would you say? No. Because why? You're only a ganav. You don't have full-fledged bailus to give over das. To invoke that das. That's the pashtus. You could say, according to the Rav, that a Ganav cannot create the Das Alimta of Shtaris and Chalipin. Maybe he could be able to produce Das Makir. Here's the Rav in the notes by Rav Rajman, he tries to back out of it a little bit. Maybe by Shtaris and Chalipin, you need a high level of Das, the Ganav can't do that. But maybe by regular Das Makir, it's enough for a cotton. He could do it. So get that down in your notes. Push-up shop, you would say no, but maybe you'd say for a Kenyan suitor and Shtaris, it's special high level Das. And the Ganav can't supply that, but maybe for a cotton, just to sell over the cotton, maybe you could. Maybe. Perhaps you could suggest something along this. Because when you deal with the cotton, you're not talking about what? Necessarily a Kenyan suitor. You're talking about giving him the cotton in any means of the Kenyan. He just has no das. So you give him over your das for him. You follow me? So maybe you'll say for that it's enough. But for a Kenyan suitor straight up, it won't work. Maybe you could say like that. Oh. This leads us to the following. Okay, please get it. So we got it now. That's the whole of the house of the district. So after it's all said and done, if I ask you, Nishtaris B'chay, classical case, you steal and you sell, what type of kinyan, all kinyan except for a kinyan suitor, based on the Rav's Kabbalistic of Mahalik, on the notion of a kinyan suitor to kinyan das, and a Ganav doesn't own it enough to generate the das alimt in order to what? Sell it over. However, there's one caveat to this. Please get it. The Rav's father, Reb Moshe Soloveitchik, wrote the following. And this is where I wanted you to see this Rambam and Rav. Please get it. We said earlier in Shir Eitan, Yehush and Shinur just get the job done. Correct? Big Machlech Shoshana, we had a whole pilpul. Is the order needed? Is the order not needed? Okay. Fine. How does it work, Yehush and Shinur Shus? We mentioned this briefly the other day. There are two possibilities the way it works. When the third party makes a kinyan with Yehush and Shinu Rishus, what are the mechanics? Does it go ba'ofim yashir from the nigzal to the lokeach? Nigzal directly to the lokeach? Like in one shot, the Yehush and Shinu Rishus get together, kind of like bypasses the Ganav. Ganav steals and gives the Lokeach. How does Lokeach get it with Yehush and Shinu Rishus? We treat it conceptually as if he got it directly from the Nigzal, or no? Do we say that what? Nigzal? Then the Ganav makes a what? Gavlin makes a Kenyan, Mamish gets a Kenyan, and then sells it to the Lokeach. You follow this? The Rav wanted to say it's a Machloikis. At least this is the way we're going to say it. The Rav's is a big Kiddush, because the Rav's going against the Ksos. That's why I wanted you to see that Rambam today, Perakei Halacha Gimel. What does the Rambam say in Perakei Halacha Gimel? What does the Rambam say? You recall the Rambam? What does the Rambam say? You have a lokeach with Yehush and Shinu Rishus, and the item is not extant anymore. Stolen. Who do you pay the money to? Who does the lokeach pay the money to? What's the din? Rambam says the order is not needed. Who do you pay the money to? The original owners. Rambam says, Machzir, Damim, Labailim. Ravid says, Ain Mo Shorish. There's no root for this. Pleasant way of saying what? More pleasant than we remember we mentioned earlier in the week. He said what? On Sunday we said, Dibre Naris. Here he says it has no Shorish. A little bit more pleasant than what the Ravid says. What is the Ravid basically saying according to the Rav? Who does the Lokeach pay? The Gosling. Obviously, the Gosling is going to have to pay the original Baal boss, but there's a Machlekes here. Machzir Damin LeGoslin. We got this? This is that Rambam. I want you to see. That's that Rambam we've been quoting many times so far. The Rambam says you don't need an order. That's that Rambam. Clearly there. So the Ravi comes and argues. What's this Machlekes all about? So the way we want to suggest is the following. According to the Rambam, why does the what? Lokeach pay the original guy? Because the Rambam holds like the first shot. Goes straight from the Nizah to the Lokeach. So you pay the Lokeach. Forget about the middleman. Ravid says no, that the Gosling gets the item and cone it and then is mocked it over to who? With the issue, is mocked over to who? The Ganav Rishon gets and is mocked it to the Lokeach. So who does the guy pay? Ravid says that the Ganav Sheni Lokeach pays the Gosling. Machzir Damim LeGoslin. Zev, you follow me? Let's get this. This Machlokes Rambam Raivis is the two approaches to view how Yerush and Shinrush just work mechanically. Do they work together and you skip the middleman, who's the God of, or do you say no? It goes through the middleman, and therefore you need to what? You need to what? Give the money back to who? Second Ganav's got to give it to the Gavra. Gavra, of course, got to give the money to the Baal Boss. Oh. You got that? Oh. So listen to this point where Moshe Soloveitchik writes. Let's get it. And you know what? It makes sense, doesn't it? Because what have we been saying all along, Avi, the Rambam holds? That they're like twins, Yerushas. Each one's a part of the kingdom. They help each other. You don't need an order. And therefore you skirt the middleman. Whereas if you hold it, what? Like the Rambam says in the Rosh, you better believe in the Yerush before what? Shin Yerushas. Because you need to what? Have the Goblin get it. To be able to what? Give it over to them who? The Lokeach. It makes sense. See, I'm working with the Ksosis Pshat. The Rebbe Reifel writes in the notes that the Ksosis is against the Rav. So we're going to go with the Ksosis Pshat. Okay? We were setting it up. You follow what I'm saying? See, if you assume that it skirts the middleman, the Rav holds that they're partial kinyan and they can be out of order, they will work together. Yehush Yishush Stavavat Zachas, the name of the Lokeach, it's straight from the list, you don't even need the God of Pshat. If you hold them, that you need an order like the Rambam place in the Rosh, then it makes sense. You got to go to Nisha, then the Gaza gets it, then he's got to sell it all. So you have to create a scenario that's terrible, the other, right? Yossi, you follow me? Up, you slaughter? Up. So listen to this Knesh from Moshe Soloveitchik. Please get it. It's amazing. Then we got to go to Chumash. Listen to this. We said that the Rosh said to trigger Dalad Behei King and Suda would not work, correct? Up. So listen to his work. It says like this. Plug it in now, I'll leave it to the Rishonim. According to the Rishonim, the way we're framing it, like the Rambam, yes, that it works the Bas Achas, and it works straight from the Nigdal to the Lokeach, every Kinyan in Halakha will work, Zevi, except for what? Khalifa. Every Kinyan in Halakha will work except for Khalifa, because of the alumnus that we said there, okay? But if you hold like the Rishonim that say, that it goes through the what? Nigdal to the Gazan to the Lokeach, and like the Rai that says, the God of Shani pays the God of Rishon. You know what the Rav said? And you need a formal Maisa. You need a formal Tfisit. The Rav, Moshe's father, said you need a Shini Rishus B'mitzias, Yossi. B'mitzias. Mamish B'mitzias, you need a Shini Rishus. What are the two Kinyonim and Halacha that will work to show a Shini Rishus Mamish? Kinyon Chatzar and a Kinyon Yad. It has physically left the Gadlin for Shus, it has not gone to the kind of Shinya the Lokas. So Reb Moshe Soloveitchik says, if you hold like the second Mahalach, that it's, you funnel it through the Nigzal for the Gadlin to Lokeach, then you need a physical change, Mamish, to invoke the Shinya Shus. And the only two Kinyanim that will work is Chasser, and what else? Kinyan, Yad. Is that correct? Chatzar and Kinyan Yah. Is that correct? You understand that? Because if you're focusing through this notion that the Nigzal gets it, then the Gazlan gets it, then the Gazlan's got to give it over to Lokeach. Then the Rav Ramosha said you need a physical what? Expression where your mamish giving it over. I'll read his lesson. Dafkas Yerushas B'mitzias. Mamish Moelis. According to these Rishon, that's what we want to say the Pshat is. Okay? According to these Rishon of Lamaisa, that we assume they're Kona, that's the way we want to explain it. See, we're not going with the Rav completely. We're going with the Ksois with Reb Moshe. The Ksois with Reb Moshe, not the Rav. The Rav will not be insulted. It's entirely. We're going with the Ksois and his father, not with the Rav. When you funnel it through the Gazan to the Nixon to the Gazan, the Gazan's got to sell it over. The only way you can do that is to do a real physical shoot, just not just Hakbah, not just Mashiach, but only Kinyan Yad and Kinyan Chatzar will work. So that's a very interesting Kiddush. So if I ask you, Nishtarish Bechei, Dalad Behei, you steal it and you sell it. Which kinyonim work? Lefi what? The Rambam. All kinyonim will work except for what? Kinyon what? Kinyon sooner. Because the Rambam holds that kinyon sooner is a das alifta yuragan if you don't have enough phylos to invoke your das alifta what to transfer it over. According to the other Rishonim who say that the Rambam is that it goes straight from the nigs of the lokeh, straight up. Right? Yehush and Shinur just work for basachas. So in order to do that, y'all see, it's a halachic type of change. All you need is any kinyon works. Kinyon sooner doesn't work because of the notion kinyon sooner being kinyon das. But according to the other Rishonim who claim that it works through who? The Raivin, they got a chain, they got a vision, it works through Nigdal, Gavlin, and the Lokeach. It's like the Gavlin's mom is selling it to the Lokeach. Then you have to really show a Rishin Rosh Hashanah Mitzi is mamish. And there's only two kinyonim that'll do that. Kinyon Yad, when you actually hand him over the object in his hand, or you give it to him in his property. Because that shows that it's mamish what a transfer. Because you have to show that the middleman, who's the Ganav Rishon, is mamish selling to Lokeach. If it's not running through him, then any halachic kinyon will work, except for kinyon sooner. You're the shtickle tire? It's mamish a shtickle tire. You got it? I think you're writing this up for the Sitzchah. Okay? This whole sugya with the points in the pshat, the points in pshat today we're dealing with the whole lumdesin. Okay? We got it? This is the Vort in the Rambam. Oh. Okay, very quickly, then we got to go to Chumash. I wanted you to see Mechal Yekarna. Did everyone get a chance to see that real quick? You know, there are many of us in Sitzchah. We've mentioned that. Mishnah says 4. Right? Reb Oshia says how many? 13. Reb Chiya says 24. One of the Avos. It's not an av, is it? Well, it depends. Is Mav an av? I mean, is Shane an av? Machloek is Rav and Shmuel, right? Rav says Mav is Adam, Shmuel says Mav is Shane. So according to Shmuel, it's an av. Okay. No. Nonetheless.
It's on the shore. It's an av.
Yeah. Right? Okay, nonetheless, they're both avs. That's correct. You're absolutely right. They're both avs. Let's just get this very quickly, then we got to go to Chumash. I wanted you to see this because the biggest soul. What is the Gemara saying, Gimel of an av? Your Chayim Shane. Your animal eats, whether it's Mechal Yekarna. What does Mechal Yekarna mean? That it's totally consumed, right? Totally consumed. What does Lo Mechal Yekarna mean? What did you say? Not totally consumed. How did Rashi define Lo Mechal Yekarna? How did Rashi define Lo Mechal Yekarna? Let's get it down. It's going to grow back. But not as good. No? Not as good. Locus chila. What does Tosfos say? Please get this down. Rashi will pull the high carnies. It's going to grow back, but not like it did. Chazer l'tzmar. Aval lo kishchila. Aval lo kishchila. Aval lo kishchila. What does Tosfos ask on that? Eitan? No? What does Tosfos ask on that? That's your definition of Lo Mechal Yekarna? Mechal Yekarna also grows back. Let's say my shore goes in and eats your stuff, Zevi. Eventually the stuff's going to go back. So how can we actually define Lo Mechal Yekarna is going to go back? Mechal Yekarna is also the same thing. The violin could be kosher. So what is Tosha's definition of Mechal Yekarna? Tongue for Paris. What's tongue for Paris? The animal rolls on the ground and it gets off the mud and gets the fruit all muddy. So your animal messed up my fruit, now it's all muddy, you can't eat it. That's called what? That's called shame. That's called Lo Mechal Yekarna, because it didn't destroy the fruit, but it messed up the fruit. I can't use it. So Tosfos says, come for Paris, and he goes on to explain that it's at home. Fine. What do you do with Rashi? The Rashba here is just an unbelievable shot. Let's get it quick. Why don't you see the Rashba inside? The Rashba says, he's explaining Rashi. You know what he says? He says, whenever you grow something, you got to get rid of the shachas. Shachas is the bad stuff. Once you get rid of the bad stuff, you harvest it, it grows much better the next time. Therefore, it grows much better the next time. That's what Rashi meant when he said, Lo Mechal Yekarna. You get rid of the bad stuff to allow that the second time it'll grow will be better, but you still have to pay for that, Yaakov. Even though you yourself would have done it, even though yourself as a farmer would have gotten rid of the bad stuff, but my animal did that, I have to pay for that. That's what the Rashba writes in Rashi. Now, I want to say a chiddush. It's even going to grow better. When Rashi said lo kishilo, what did you think it meant? It's not going to grow as good, right? It's not going to be as good. No, according to Rashi's shot of Rashi, it's even going to grow what? Better. The notes on the bottom of the Rashi says, no, the Rashi's shot in Rashi doesn't fit so good, as Eitan pointed out very nicely in saying we were walking this year. The notes on the bottom says the Rashi shot doesn't fit good in Rashi because it's lo kishilo. According to the Rashi, no, I want to say it fits beautifully. Locus chilum means not that it's going to be not as good. Yes, it's going to be even be better. What do you see from this Rashba? It's like the guy's doing me a favor. Still, you must pay. Still, you must pay. I would have done it myself, Noah. No. Says Reb Chaim, you see from this Rashba. Please get it. There's the yesod of damages. Damages on chetza. You damaged my chetza. I don't care if you made it better for me. You damaged my chetza, you must pay. Moshul lemah dover domen. Listen to this, amazing chiddush. Let's say you're a dying in a din Torah. There was a man who owned two pictures. Each picture was worth $100. Some guy comes and destroys one of the pictures, burns it. The other picture now is, other picture becomes worth $1,000 now. Each one was worth 100, now you only have one, it elevated the price. So why should the mazik pay? I've helped you. What's the din? You're a dayan. Said the Rav, Lefidus Rashman, Babakama Dachimul Manal, you better pay. You must pay. It's got made it more worth more, who cares? Says Reb Chaim, the Machayev of Nezek, I'm going to write it down, is Hashkosis Gufo Shel Chetza. And that's exactly what you've done. The reason why I did this, you might ask, why? Because I wanted to make sure we got this in before the end of the semester, but Bava we're learning, you must know this Reb Chaim, that the Yisod of damages is destroying a Chetza. I don't care about its worth. What peripheral things that's done and has caused. You have destroyed an item. Doesn't make a difference that he's Marviach now. You must pay for the chefza you destroyed. This is the shot of the Rashi in the Rashi. And that's why I say locus healers is even better. I don't care. You still must pay for it. Oh, let's go to Chumash. Okay. Very good. I started everyone working in Ameiros. So we have to work in Ameiros here. The Lumbus and the shot. Alright, very good. Let's go to Chumash. Oh. We know that Lot's wife, not wife's Lot, Lot's wife, you can say wife's Lot by accident, Lot's wife became an Netziv Melech. Oh. The truth is, I want to point out, this is what the Medrash writes, that she became a pillar of salt. But there is a Chizkuni, one of the great Rishonim, that says the city became salt. Not that she became salt. Here is a Lashon Nekevah, but Tehi Netziv Melech didn't mean her, meant the city. Nonetheless, the Medrash says that she became what? A pillar of salt. And this is how Reb Chaim Kanievsky, the Stiper's son, writes Pshat. Because we all know there's a Medrash later, Rashi quotes, Esav wanted to impress Yaakov. No, Esav wanted to impress Yitzchak. Do you have to be Machpris, Trumas, and Mises on salt? Oh, so Yitzchak, oh, it's so medactic, he minces. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky is it's a chutz kasha. Salt doesn't grow out of the ground. It's not gedulei karka. You only have to match the shumas and maizos on gedulei karka. Salt's not gedulei karka. He wasn't impressing him at all. He's trying to impress him. What's the answer? Says Reb Chaim Kanievsky, he was asking about the Netziv Melech. On a daily basis, this pillar of salt that she became manufactured salt on a daily basis, and it became a chumel karka. It was Mechud Lekarket. So he's asking on that salt of the wife of Lot, does it need Chumas and Maestras? So that was Taka very impressive. That's what he wants to say. But I'm saying that's assuming that if Mom is, she's the one who became a pillar of salt. Interesting, but he is. The Khan Kanievsky writes. Okay. Fine. There's a very important Rambam that comments, why is it when Sarah laughed, Shem got upset, and when the Avram laughed, Hashem did not get upset. Mr. Kochman is kasher. The Rambam writes the following Kiddush. If Hashem promises you something that is good, it can go awry. Shema Yigro Machet, if you've sinned. Yaakov Avinu was very scared that maybe you might have caused a sin. The Gemara writes in the beginning of Brachos. He's scared of Esav. Shema Yigro Machet. However, it's very possible to suggest the following Kiddush. That Avram Avinu, we find, was told by Hashem that he would have a child. But he was afraid that maybe he would do something wrong, and the Nebuah, and it wouldn't happen. Therefore he laughed. He didn't think it would come to fruition, because maybe he would do something wrong. But the Rambam has a rule, whenever you hear something from a Navi, if Hashem promised it that it's going to be good, it never will be what? It never will go back. It never will be rescinded, rather. Avram heard it directly from Hashem, so Avram thought it could be rescinded, so he laughed. Who did Sarai hear it from? Avram Avinu, who was a Navi. Therefore, she had audacity to laugh, to think that it wouldn't happen. And you think yourself, it's a little counterintuitive of a din. Don't you think it's a bit counterintuitive? It's not. Because if Hashem's talking to you, he could rescind it, because Hashem is the greatest, Hashem is the Ribbon Olam. But he needs to protect his Navi. The Navi tells people that something's going to be good and it goes up, it's rescinded, people are going to start being mazals in the Navi. So therefore Hashem's got to protect the Navi. You follow me? This is why Hashem gets angry at Sarah and not Avram Avinu. And as an extension to this, we find, and please get this, we know last week's Parsha, the story with the episode with Parah. This week's Parsha, we have the episode with Avimelech. Chassam Sofer points out a beautiful dahir. Dahir is a ha'ara. Dahir is the Yiddish word for ha'ara. It says in this week's Parsha, Shem tells Avimelech, Avram's a Navi. Says the word Navi. The word Navi appears by Avraham here, last week not. Does not say Navi by Parah. What's the difference? Says the Chassam Sofer, beautiful, let's get it. Says last week, this was before Avraham had become a Kohen. Malchitzedek Hotzi Lechem B'Yayin. Last week's parsha, when he brought him out the Lechem B'Yayin after the war, the Gemara writes in the Dar of Avraham became a din of a Kohen. Previous, before that was the story with Parah. He wasn't a Kohen, he was Yisrael. An Eishes Yisrael that's raped, what's the din? She's still Muteris. She's still Muteris. So even if Parah lived with her, Avraham was remained Muter to his wife. But this week is already after he had a din Kohen. An Eishes Kohen that's raped, God forbid, is a Surah Lagun. Therefore Hashem says, Avraham is a Navi and he will know that you did not live with her. And therefore what? If we can resume being married to what the Sari made him. That's why it says Navi. Because he had no benefuah. Because what? Because now he had a din Kohen. Beautiful shot. So I'm putting this together as a notion of nebuah. You have Avraham Avinu telling Sarah's a notion of nebuah. And you also see Avraham Avinu had a din of a he had nebuah regarding this din of what? Knowing about Sarah with what? With Avimelech, that she he didn't live with her. Also, I just want to mention back regarding the Netziv Melech. You know, Erev Chumen, Hashem tells Avraham Avinu, the city must be destroyed, and we mentioned last week, because it says, Olam Chesed Yibaneh. Why was it not enough that Hashem destroyed the people? Why do you have to destroy the city there? Because a city that's void of Chesed is worthless. There's a Ma'apecha that is needed. Not just to destroy the people. You're void of Chesed, forget about it. And what does it say? It says in the Medrash that Hashem says, I'm going to reveal to you Erev Chumen, and tomorrow Sodom will be destroyed. What is it then by Erev Chumen? What does Erev Chumen have to do with anything? What is Erev Chumen? I'm sorry, Erev Chatzeris. Shem says, I'm going to reveal to you din of Erev Chatzeris, and tomorrow Sodom is going to get destroyed. That's what the Medrash Rabba says. Shem told Avraham Avinu, I'm going to teach you the din of Erev Chatzeris, and tomorrow Sodom will be destroyed. What's the din? Yushami says, Erev Chatzeris is possible with wine and with water and salt. Any other food is good, Erev Chatzeris, except with water and salt. Why? Because water is the Dora Mabel. So it's a simon klala regarding this din. Cannot use Erev Chatzeris with wine. And he cannot use salt because of what? Because of the destruction of stone. That's why he said, I'm revealing to you the dinim of Erev HaTzeris. Right? I'm revealing you the dinim of Erev HaTzeris. But what? And because I'm revealing the dinim of Erev HaTzeris and stone is destroyed, you can no longer use salt. That's the pshat that I wanted. But what I want to close with is the following. Let's get this, the mahalak I wanted to get at. The tremendous chidushim you see from the Akedas Yitzchak. Many chidushim. You know, Avram Avinu had Asar Nisyonis. I believe the Pasuk Rav points out it wasn't even Nisyon for Yitzchak. He was such a mamin b'Hashem that they called him Nisyon. And there is a very important machlokes Rashi in the Drasha Saran. Was the Akedas Yitzchak voluntary? Or was it a chiyuv? If you look in the Rashi, in the Shnai Mikru, that's the Targum. We always say with the Rashi, Rashi seems to say it was a tzibui. And it was very critical, because if he didn't pass this test, all the other nine would be worthless. So from Rashi, it was a tzibui. The Drosh Saran says it was a ein na el lashon bakasha, kach na. It was voluntary. So it's a big machlekesh Rashi in the Ran. But what you see clearly is here, is that the ikur is, we must realize, that the Nisayon was so important, this Nisayon. And we find many Chidushim that show this. The Gaon writes, Ataya Dati. Now I know. What do you mean, now I know? Once he passed this test, he passed nine other ones, and they weren't easy. The Gaon points out this was the first Nisayon where he had to go against his nature. He was a kind person, he's asked to kill his own son, despite that he's going to do it. Now he knows it was Megala Milson, all the other nine tests also were sincere. That's why the Gaon says Ataya Dati. And what else does the Gaon say? What does it say? Mimeni. Who was talking to him when he said that? Mimeni. Who was talking to him? The Malach. Hashem's in control, not a Malach. Lo chasachta et pincha mimeni. It's from Hashem, not the Malach. The answer is whenever you do a chesed, a Malach is created. And the Malach was saying, because of your chesed, I was created. And I know that you were sincere. I know that this is what you wanted. So the Gaon adds on, Mimeni. And moreover, the Gemara comments in Kedushin and Samaches, we learn from this story of Am Adoma Lechamor. What does that mean? The din of Yishmoel, Avodim, have no Yichis. Avodim have no Yichis. It's a big machlokish of Yochanan Reish Lakish in Yibamis. If a boy has kids, then he converts. Are you still Yosef Rubu? Rabbi Yochanan says yes. Reish Lakish says no. But when it comes to an Eved, everyone agrees no Yichis. An Eved that has kids while he's under bondage has no Yichis. Because he's like a Chamor. Chamor animals have no Yichis. We learn out the din right here because he said, Am Hadom al Chamor. By Yishmo, the Gemara comes to Yishmo. They say, Lady asks, why was this taught now? Because Hashem had already told Yitzchak, he had told Avram, you have one son, Yitzchak. Ki be Yitzchak, Yikar al Chazera. Yishmo is not your son. And Avram Avinu listened to that. But now, he's asked to slaughter his only son. Maybe he's going to want back away from this and say, I have a second son. Ain't no dome if you have two sons and you have to kill one son. At least you have one son left. But if you have no sons, oh, you're a boy. So it's like in the son of God, in the son of the Beis HaLevi. That's why Am Adom El Chamor is born right here. Hashem says, Mechazik yourself, Avram Avinu. You only have one son. And that one son I want you to what? To destroy. You don't have a son of Yishmael. Am Adom El Chamor. I'm teaching this to you right now. And Avram Avinu listens. It was like a double Nisayon that he passed. The Amunin Yitzchak that Avram Avinu had. And this is a Musar Haskel to us. I want you to note this. Because the Ramban writes, Hashem gives only Nisayonos to people. The Ramban here. To people that can pass in the Nisayon. I remember Rav Schlesinger sleeping. Rashiv and Shaldim, when I was there, a good friend of ours, father died when he was in Eretz Yisroel with us. A year after high school, and he had to come and tell him at 3 o'clock or in the morning that his father was nifter. So he told us what he told our friend, that the Ramban says Hashem only gives the Shonos to those people that have the potential to pass them. That's what life is all about. That you get over the trials and tribulations and you go vayter. And you're able to look, as the Chazam Sofer says, Upanai Lurei Yerou. Something happens, you can realize later, look back, why Hashem caused that to happen. Because maybe something good came out of that. The Gemara says in Brachos, Kol Man Damar Rachmano Atavu Rabbi. Anything Hashem decrees, is for the what? Is for the good. Anything that Hashem decrees is for the good. Every Jew must say that. Maybe you can't see it now, but in the future, it will happen. You have to believe that. Gamzu L'tova is a higher madrega. You can see even the positive right now. That's not quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The story with Nachamish Gamzu, the Gemara in Tainus, but Kol Man Damar Kol Matavidavad is quoted. And that every Jew must do. That's what it means, Panay Lo Yero. I might not see now, but in the future, you'll see Lamafreya what it means. That's critical. That's what Avraham Avinu represents. And that's what it says. We don't look for Nisyonos. But if Hashem gives you one, you work at it, and you work at it, and you try to be successful. Why do I say you never look for Nisyonos? The Gemara in the Sanhedrin, where David HaMelech said, why am I not in Shimon Esrei? Why don't you say a little okay, David? So Hashem says, because they passed Nisyonos. So David HaMelech says, give me a Nisyonos. And he gave him the Nisyon about Shev, and he failed. We don't look for Nisyonos, but if you get one, you have the Amun HaMitokhan and work at it. And Rav Huttner writes in his notes, in his Igeris, he had letters to a fellow that was having difficulties, had done some Averis. So he says, that's the point. The point is to not get what? In quagmire, in the quicksand of the Averis. You move on. You do tshuva. You grow from them. That's what life is all about. Life is all about you go through the difficulties, you can conquer the difficulties. And he writes in English, right in the middle of the tshuva, it's not in English. He writes, you can lose the battle, but you can win the war. Trying to give him chizum, Rav Huttner writes in the Igris, in his Igris, very kenai if you ever get a chance to read his Igris. He writes that in one place, you have to what? Not, you have to do tshuva, of course, but that's the notion of working on oneself. Where you work on yourself, you don't bring yourself down, you work. That's what Avraham Avinu represented. And we'll close with this. I'm sorry, just, well, we'll close with this. Kirk and Rav Lozzer says there was a what? Chiyas HaMesim. That he died, Yitzchak. He died, and then he came back. Parcha Nishmasa. What's the purpose of that happening? The purpose of that happening was that Hashem orchestrates everything like we're saying. You think Avraham Avinu was afraid of his Mesorah continuing? It would not have continued. Yitzchak was sterile. Yitzchak did not have the ability to have children up to that point. When he died, and he had a Tchias HaMesim, then he was given the ability to have children, and at that point Rivka was born, the Medrash says. Because before that, Rivka's birth would have been meaningless, because he was sterile. So he died, came back to life with the ability to have children, and then Rivka's born. A horrible thing. Avraham lost his son, though, but he had to lose him for a minute so that he could be given the ability. You see how Hashem orchestrates everything. We must have that Emunah in B'Tochon. That's the same story by Avadya. Not by Avadya, I'm sorry, Habakkuk. Yitzchak and Habakkuk are a Gilgal. The Zohar has. Habakkuk was a Gilgal of Yitzchak. Because there was a what? Who was Habakkuk? Who was Habakkuk? He was the son of the Shunamis, the Haftarah, in this week's Parsha. You have a whole shtickle Torah. What's the catch between Haftarah and Haftarah? Yitzchak and Habakkuk. Habakkuk died. Elisha revived him. Elisha revived him. Because he was the Gilgal of Yitzchak. There was a change. There was a phase in Habakkuk's time when he was a young boy, he was sterile. He wouldn't have been able to have more kids. Then he died and was revived. Something that difficult and bad turns out great. That's the Musar Hashkab Avraham, the Amunah B'Tochon that we have to have. To work on difficulties that we take them as what? Nisyonos, that we'll conquer them and become closer to Israel. Okay, we're going to have a good Shabbos. Kaz are over. And Sunday we'll continue this shit. Okay. Sunday we'll go by.